Welcome to the Beauty Biohacks series, where I invite health and beauty experts to talk about optimizing your health, beauty, and well-being with the help of the latest science, nutrition, technologies, and data-driven self-experiments. I'm Irina Kremin, and I'm the founder of Inacos Beauty Network, professional connector and turned biohacker. Now, back to episode. Welcome, everyone. And in light of our trend week focusing on femtech, we have invited Marcel Marois from Cat Innovation. And Marcel is currently working on the development of commercializations of non-invasive connected medical device. It's called OSTAAT, right?
Yes,
which stimulates osteogenesis, bone formations in the hips and elderly that's suffering from the hip fractures due to osteoporosis. The reason we're covering it is because we wanted to talk a little bit about that femtech is not only only technology which is focusing on menstrual cycle, pregnancy, and all these kind of women's issues, but it is very important also its effect of all the health issue which is disproportionately affect women. And osteoporosis is one of these. We will start with a very quick rapid fire with Marcel, if you agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then we'll go a little bit more in-depth conversations.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
First question. So do men and women have the same risk of developing osteoporosis? The answer is yes, no, or very short answer.
It's no.
Yeah. Is taking calcium as a supplement enough to reduce the risk of osteoporosis?
No.
Do people with sedentary lifestyle have more risk of developing osteoporosis?
I would say yes.
Does smoking increase risk?
Yes, as well.
Does estrogen have a role in maintaining bone density in women?
Yes.
What are the most common fracture sites in osteoporosis?
Around the age of 60, wrist. The age of 70, spine. And around the age of 80, hips. But, it always depends. I know someone that had a hip fracture at the age of 30.
Okay, great.
Due to osteoporosis.
Great. Can you stop osteoporosis from getting worse? Slow down. We're speaking about slow down. And now the...
There's different solutions. Yeah, there's different solutions like medication, let's say. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what is one of the most dangerous bone health myths?
Oh, my God. It's the fact that that osteoporosis only concern older women. You know, it concerns like one out of three women after the age of 45 at some point will suffer an osteoporosis fracture. But still, one out of five men after the age of 50 will also suffer from osteoporosis fracture. But there's also just so you know, animals they suffer from osteoporosis. There's kids. There's overweight kids. There's women that are like very very intense athletes. So yeah, it's not just women.
Yeah, that's one. I hear that it's like about like 80% of women compared to men. What is the statistic?
I mean, again, you know, it's one out of three. So there's way more women than men, obviously. But so that means around you, if you know three women that are age 45 and above, one of them will not suffer an osteoporosis fracture. It doesn't mean that there might be like two that will be suffering osteoporosis, but only one will suffer a fracture. But the high, it's very high, could be close to 80% at some point, yeah.
What led to you to develop this solutions for osteoporosis? What your personal experience, what inspired you? How you came out with this idea?
There's two things that brought me to work on that technology. The first one is I was working on another medical device that was a targeted fat loss technology so that you could lose fat wherever you wanted on your body using the device while you were working out. And so a few years after that project ended, we discovered by accident that we had a significant effect on bone growth with that same technology. So that's one of the reasons. But the main one is also because my mom suffered a hip fracture. And back then I knew that, you know, up to 30% of people that suffer a hip fracture will die within 12 months, especially within the first 3 months following the fracture. So I knew that. So I didn't say a word to my brothers and sisters. But 7 days after the surgery, the doctor came to us and he said, if your mom, she was still on bed, you know, she was still bedridden. And they said, if your mom is not on her feet in the next 5 days, we will put her in the palliative department. So the end of life department, because, you know, following a hip fracture, you have to be up on your feet at the maximum within 5 days. If not, your health will like degenerate like crazy. So that's the two main reasons. Like we discovered it by accident, like Viagra was discovered by accident. But also the reason why was also the fact that my mom suffered a hip fracture.
Yeah, so this is devices, what you're speaking about, the losing fat. I think I've seen this kind of like a belt you're wearing around your waistline, and it has a little bit of pulsations things. Is this
You know what? We haven't launched it on the market yet. For the main reason is that we found out during an in vitro trial that we could be at least like 2-3 times more effective on fat loss. But what you could find on the market right now, there's nothing that helps you to lose fat wherever you want. I mean, this stimulates your muscles, and at some point you might lose some fat, but it's not focused on, it's untargeted.
Yeah. So let's come back to OSTA. How do you call it? OSTAT?
OSTAT. Yeah. OSTAT is it's the name of the technology because, you know, you cannot, like in life, you cannot do more than one thing at a time. So that's the expression, one step at a time. So for us, instead of one step at a time, it's one stim for one stimulation at a time. So
how does it work? How does this device work?
Tell me. It's an electrical current. It's a very low intensity electrical current that I would say that kind of mimic the natural way of calcium deposition in bone cells. So it goes through the stimulation of voltage-dependent ionic channels. And the literature is very clear about what is the voltage needed to open these ionic channels. And our current is exactly what's needed to open and stimulate these channels. So that's how it works. So it starts by like calcium deposition, and then that increases the bone surface area. And then that becomes like an increase of your bone density. So that's how it works.
Because the bones, I understand the bones, they are by nature, they're sort of like there are parts is dying and new are formed all the time, right?
It's always if you're healthy, there's a balance between what we call osteoblast, which is the formation of bone, and osteoclast, which is the degradation of bone. So that's the balance in between, that it's not always, I mean, when we get older, that becomes unbalanced. So there's more degradation than there's formation. So that's, you know, the fact that we are simulating the effect of our simulation increase the bone
formation.
The calcium deposition that increase the bone formation. But, you know, we are right now doing an in vitro trial, and all the mechanism of action, we are getting answers, like more and more answers about how it works. And we need to see if we have an effect directly on the osteoblast bone formation, which is like, I would say 99%, that's what's happening. Or if we also have on top of that an effect on the osteoclast to stop the degradation of the bones. But even if we don't have an effect on osteoclast, if we have an effect on the osteoblast, so that will like just help to rebalance to balance both like osteoblast and osteoclast.
Okay, so both processes, you know, stop degradation and boost the formation, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That sounds like too good to be true.
Yeah, but you know what? There's even more than that that I cannot like talk about. But if we, it's regarding blood vessels, a certain type of blood vessels, and if we have, I mean, the world medical community, they know about the importance of these blood vessels on the like the balance between osteoclasts and osteoblasts. And our KOLs, all the doctors that works with us, they think that our stimulation can also have an effect on these blood vessels. And if it's the case, that would be a revolutionary discovery.
Yeah, so how far you are in the process of it? It's not in the market yet, right? And what are the major challenges you're going through or you went through?
As any startup, the biggest challenge is to raise money. We just opened a seed round of 1.5 million euros, and hopefully we're going to be able to raise that money pretty soon. What could happen to slow us down, you know, in our process. But the next step of our project is to start to complete the in vitro trial. And also start an in vivo pilot study in Montreal that will bring us to conduct a multi-center clinical study between Canada, France, Spain, Tunisia. So that's
how long does it take normally? Like, what is the fastest you think you can bring?
I would say, you know, that's one of the things that the time to market in med tech it could take like very long. So, and we know that our technology is safe because, you know, I already conducted clinical study using the same kind of technology. And so we got like some experts from Canada and France and Spain and United States that they told us that we should even think about launching a device like as soon as we can. That would be probably within 12 to 15 months. That will be a health and wellness device. So instead of using the word treatment of osteoporosis and osteoporosis driven by chronic kidney disease, we can say that we increase the bone health and, you know, all the wording will be very important. So that means we can launch a health and wellness device within like 12, 15 months. And then in parallel, worked on the clinical device. Anyway, the clinical device will be some smart clothing. So we will develop a clothing line that integrate our technology. And on the market so far, what you can find when we talk about smart clothing is clothing that they capture, monitor information like your heart rate monitor, your temperature. But there's nothing on the market so far that delivers a current. So our technology will be delivering a current. So we'll launch the first device that we call our MVP for wellness, health and wellness, and in parallel at some point launch the
smart. Makes sense. Make total sense. Speaking about these current things, you know, it's like you say there is no side effect, right? There is like, because it's, I think it's very important to know.
Yeah, there's no side effect at all. You don't feel any muscle contraction. You feel a little like ticklishing at the beginning of when you just started. And even after a minute or two, you even have to look at the green light if your device is still on because you don't feel anything. The only thing that could happen on some people with the MVP that we're using carbon electrodes that you can find on the market, it's some rash on your skin that, you know, I remember like during this first clinical study, there were 48 women involved, 12 men, that they were stimulated an hour a day, for, like three times a week. So that means 30 hour of stimulation. And we had two or three women that had to stop for 2 days and use a cortisone cream just to solve the issue. And they came back to the trial. So that's the only thing you could feel, because I'm not saying about the smart cooling, because in smart cooling, there's nothing like what's in the electrodes, the carbon electrodes. It's a mix of glue to glue on your skin. With gel to conduct the current. So that's why some people could have like a side effect of like some little rash because of the glue. We only have 2 or 3 women out of 60 people. So that's.
But they were using like 1 hour per day. Is it like extensive, right? It's more extensive
was,
probably than.
That was did. 1 hour. No, that was then. That was 1 hour a day, but 3 days a week. But now what we're going to do is like 1 hour a day, but 5 days a week. So that the only thing that could happen during the clinical study is some people could feel some rash. But then, you know, after 2 days of using this cortisone cream, then that everything is fine. So that's the only thing you could feel.
So we already spoke a little bit about the future, but I usually like to end up with the future. How you see would you know the future of CAT innovation and OSTAT, and how you see the expanding the applications with this technology.
First of all, let's say in the near future, we want to launch the this health and wellness device first. And then work on at the same time on the smart coding and all the clinical pathway, get approval from Health Canada, FDA, the CE mark in Europe. And let's say within, maybe by the end of 24, be able to launch 2024 to launch the smart coding line as well. But one of the goal also is to get in contact with some, space agency in the world, like the European one or the Canadian one, or even the NASA, because our smart tooling could also be used by astronauts in space, because if they spend 6 months in space, they lose almost 50% of their bone density. You know, when they come back on Earth, when they have a hard time to walk coming out of the spaceship, it's because of their bone density, you know? So if we can just have like one of them interested by knowing more about the technology, and we can get like a little stamp of credibility from the space agency would be great. So that's one of the goal in the near future. I'm in contact with the European, some astronauts in Europe and some in Canada. So I'm hoping that somehow they will get involved at some point. We're going to even submit an application by September or October, like coming soon, for the health in space here in Canada, and see, you know, then if they're going to be involved. So that's the kind of thing that we're working on. And, you know, afterwards, let's say in like 3-4 years from now, we're going to start again to work on this targeted fat loss technology that is something similar to the bone technology.
Yes, amazing, very fascinating technology. And it's very interesting to learn, because as I learn more and more about the longevity and biohacking things, you know, like it looks like in order to improve, you know, our lifespan and health, stress is mentioned all the time, actually. For example, we are stressing our body by fasting. We are stressing by our body by cold exposure and so on and so on. And it looks like, you know, this kind of sort of strategies expanding for the bone health as well. You're stressing it with electrodes, then it starts, the body starts producing it faster and better. So it looks very, it sounds like.
I mean, I think it's very promising that at some point, you know, like you know that people can die from like an osteoporosis fracture. And so if we can at some point save some lives, that would be great. But think about like anyone that has osteoporosis history in his or her family, or has a osteoporosis fracture in her or his family, that's a lot of stress that someone could live with, you know, because you never know if it happens to my mom or my grandma or my grandfather, it might happen to me as well, you know. So I could imagine like that technology, our solution could probably help to reduce the stress of a lot of people, saying that at least, you know, I'm doing something that can maybe help me instead of like just waiting to see what's going to happen in the future.
So to summarize, just like the current treatment for osteoporosis are either medications, or there are some natural treatments such as like physical exercise. And now there are some special OsteraStrong. There are special like machines which are sort of like in the gym where you put a lot of pressure on your, you know, it's a very, very heavy
articulation and bone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, vitamins and more than calcium, right? There is also vitamin D and some others. What you eat, no smoke. There are some natural ways in addition to medical.
But Irina, you have to know that these like healthy habits have to start at a young age. You know, if someone discover that he's affected or she's affected by osteoporosis at the age of 50 or 55 or whatever, it's never too late to start like being more healthy and trying to do some exercise and everything. But obviously it helps, you know, when you start at a young age, like eating well, exercising, and not smoking, you know. And but yeah, the thing is, you know, if we talk about medication, 50%, and that's what our KOLs are telling us, you know, 50% of people that they found out that they are affected by osteoporosis are refractory to medication. And 25% of them, they will not take any medication at all. So that means if you find out that you're affected by osteoporosis and you don't take any medication, so you're not helping your case. But a lot of people, you know, that they're taking medication, there's a lot of side effects as well, you know.
Yes, I hear that. Yeah. And the natural ways, as what we are talking about, they're a little bit like lighter, but also slowly way, you know, to reduce it. So I think like a way what you have invented to add to our kind of portfolio and the possibilities would be really great. You know, I hope you will find the all the funds, and if anyone will be listening it, how do they can reach out to you, actually?
I mean, they can reach me. I mean, they can go on our website, which is katinnovation.com, katinnovation.com, or they can write to me directly. I mean, I don't know if you can share my email.
I will.
And we have a company in Canada, one in Spain and one in France. So if any investors is in Europe, like want to invest in a European company, so it's possible as well. But honestly, obviously we're all open to discussion for sure.
Great. Okay. So thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Yes. It was very interesting conversations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And promising for the women's health.
That's our goal. You know, I mean, obviously our first patient target is women for sure.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.